shipbuilders that maintained the secret and tried to cover it over. Isn't it time that perhaps we get honest with God and with one another, and that we confess and repent? Wouldn't it be better to do that now before the pressure comes on? Wouldn't it be better to do that now before the ultimate judgment of our lives takes place? The scripture says that everything that we now claim to be secret will be shouted from the housetops. So it would be better to bring forth those so-called secrets now, wouldn't it? I think so. Friends, there are icebergs ahead. We talk about them here on this program. There are things that are threatening your very life. Everything that you think is unsinkable is not. It's deception. We're relying upon our human vision. We don't even have spiritual binoculars to see with because we have closed our eyes to the discernment that God by His Spirit would bring because we're in such rebellion and such disobedience. Doing it our own way, thinking that somehow we can escape the icebergs that lie ahead. But it's not going to happen. And the time to come clean is now. We're connecting the past with the future and prophecy right here on Viewpoint. It's fascinating. When you go back, that little key that we talked about earlier, that little tiny key that kept those binoculars locked up so that they could not spot the iceberg timely. That little key, how much do you think it sold for? How much do you think it was auctioned for? That little key was auctioned for a whopping 90,000 pounds. It was in Britain. 90,000 pounds. That's a lot of money. It went for 23,000 pounds more than the maximum they even expected. 20,000 pounds more. A Titanic launch ticket found in a Belfast cupboard went for 33,000 pounds. A rare postcard sent by a third-class passenger went for 18,000 pounds. They couldn't believe it. A postcard written by the shipman, Blair, who was cut off at the 11th hour from going aboard the ship. He wrote to his sister-in-law expressing his disappointment that he would not be making the Atlantic trip. And that postcard brought 11,700 pounds. But the key that he had in his pocket that should have been on the Titanic brought 90,000 pounds at auction. So what does the Titanic say to us? Newsweek said it's a biblical warning to those who would dare challenge the Almighty. But does it carry a message that we can relate to? Maybe that of another great boat and its ancient builder. Remember Noah? Those who failed to get off the Titanic had a massive sinking feeling, as did those who failed to get on the Ark. What a feeling will you have if you, your sons and daughters, your neighbors, your co-workers fail to get on board at the rapture? Isn't it time to build an ark? Truth, no secrets, no deception. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Again, get a copy of Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. And again, I would urge you to become a partner with to send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman. And if you have a question for Bob, our number's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing the destruction of the monetary system of our country. This is happening not by accident, but by intent. Mr. Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve System, said, oh, if there was any inflation, he would move immediately to raise interest rates and certainly to cut back on excessive spending. But since there's no inflation, why, well, he's obviously lying. He knows there's inflation. So why is he doing what he's doing? Why, he, of course, is serving at the behest of the six major banks that really control our government. And he is moving to destroy our monetary system. You see, we can't have a world government unless we have a world currency, and you've got to destroy the currency of this country and impoverish our people before you're going to be able to create that world currency. We have a world army, we have a world bank, we have a world court, we have a world Interpol, that's world a police system, we have an executive, that's the Secretary General of the United Nations, we have the Secretariat, we have the Parliament of the World. And then, of course, we have a World Health Organization. The next thing we need now is a world currency, world monetary system, the ability to tax the people. Those are the things that are coming down the line as we move away from the sovereignty of America. As you can see, these people hate sovereignty. They hate the Constitution. They hate freedom. They want a ruling oligarchy to rule the world, and that's what's coming, and Mr. Bernanke is playing his part very well. But in the process, they're going to simply impoverish the vast majority of the American people. Bob Chapman, our guest this evening, tell us your thoughts on what I said.
Well, I think, first of all, I think people have to accept the fact that there are a group of people, some thousands of them, but not great groups of people, who want to bring this about, and which is world government and the suppression of the people upon earth into subjugation. You know, years ago it was Egypt and the Roman Empire and others, and also we saw a widening of process when the world opened up to a greater, vast, you know, sea of people, we can call it. Well, anyway, we saw a perfect example of this getting together of people who were interested in this sort of thing, and that was at Mount Washington in Bretton Woods in New Hampshire in the United States this past weekend. Unfortunately, we don't know a great deal about what happened at that meeting. I haven't heard much as yet, but what they were interested in doing was creating a new currency.
And it's basically what they did back in, you know, in 1944, 1945, the Bretton Woods Agreement established the agreement that established the world with a United Nations, upon the United States, as the a leading world currency and tied all currencies to it. This was symbolically a repeat of the Bretton Woods meeting. Secret, because they don't want us to understand what they're doing. I think they're planning on eventually the demise of the dollar. Go ahead, Bob. Certainly, it looks like George Soros. Was Soros there? We know Soros has commented on this and says we're just going to have some sort of a new monetary system that certainly that would.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
If that could be mistaken, but somewhere in there that they simply did away with the gold backing for the whole world monetary system would set off the inflation we have today. Basically, the whole purpose of money is to have something which is permanent and doesn't keep changing its value. But what they've done intentionally and purposely is to destroy the value of our currency so that they could steal from the people. Inflation is a wonderful secret tax, a secret means of stealing the value of people's life earnings. And that's what they're in the process of doing. Except I think it's going to get much worse before the whole thing collapses. We impoverish the people and then we start in all over again. The rich get richer, the poor, well, the middle class will be wiped out pretty well by this. Because anybody who talks about this sort of thing is immediately demonized and certainly marginalized. And certainly Glenn Beck recently, within the last 2 weeks, said, had Ed Griffin on his television program talking about the creature from Jekyll Island, about the Federal Reserve System, and immediately Glenn Beck, as popular as he was fired by Fox. Go right ahead.
Well, I think that represents a point of strength of these people behind the scenes, that they are so powerful. When you step out of line, which Mr. Beck may very well have done, you're eliminated. I mean, it's a man making, what was it, $50 million a year? And bingo, he's gone. I mean, if you and I were gone, Stan, it wouldn't make a lot of difference dollar-wise. But that should be shocking to people. You tell the truth, and that's your penalty or reward, depending upon how you look at it. And, you know, I can remember back in the early 60s when you and I were running around with pamphlets talking to people and telling about the Federal Reserve. I think at that time, the only book I can remember that was available was Lightning Over the Treasury Building. But there weren't a lot of books that talked about that and other subjects that were germane and pertained to world government and how they were going to get there. But, of course, the key, more than anything else, is the Federal Reserve System. And so all of these people know what they're doing. They have joined voluntarily because they've chosen that lifestyle. And it is a lifestyle whereby they belong to these groups that advocate changing things so that there'll be world government, so that people throughout the world will be subjected to their control. In fact, just in recent years, I've looked back and put everything together from what I've learned in what is considered accepted history, my own experiences in counterintelligence, and my interviews of many people who were involved in the Second World War, particularly on the other side. And they, until the time they died, they never got it that they were being used, that all that they had put forward for Germany and in Italy was really a setup, a waste of time, and the enemy were the ones who had financed the war in part that they were involved in. And to me, it was a training ground for what we're going through right now. And some people see it, but unfortunately, very few do. They can't see the comparison. And most people who live through the Second World War, like you and I did, they are deceased now. There's a time limit on how long we're going to live because we're human beings. And so with that said, I think we have a chance here of full exposure to what these people are up to. And I think that's an extremely important thing, because I think no matter what level people are at, I think that they can handle the consumption of knowledge necessary to understand what these people are all about and what they're doing. And it was borne out a few years ago by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who twice made speeches, one in Toronto for the Council on Foreign Relations and the other in the U.S. And he said, you know, you people better get with it, because the public's finding out what we're up to. And that's not very good. They're going to do the best they can to stop our plans. So you better get with it, because if you don't, we might lose. And that's something you don't want to happen. And the reason why for that is that defeat might mean the dismantlement of what these people have been working for centuries. And the end, at least for now, of what these people are seeking. And the penalty is civil and perhaps criminal action against these people. I mean, the stories that you read are just incredible. You can't believe that in our society things like this can go on, where banks are on the edge of bankruptcy. The government gives them the public's money, the people, and they go out because they create the markets, they rig the markets, and they go out and make this fantastic amount of money with your money, and then they take these unbelievable amounts of salaries and bonuses and billions of dollars, and you don't hear a peep from the public. If they get it, they're not voicing it, but I think they are getting it. They just don't know what to do with the information as yet. What do you think, Stan?
Well, I think there's a growing awareness. I just think that there's so many people getting information out. The YouTube, suddenly commentaries, the Internet. I saw this wonderful program with Jesse Ventura and George Stephanopoulos. And, of course, Jesse was talking about his new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. And George Stephanopoulos was saying, well, I mean, after all, Governor, you know, basically you're suggesting that the federal government knew in advance that attack was coming on the World Trade Center and didn't do anything about it. Isn't that a terrible thing to say? And Jesse Ventura said they lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. 58,000 men died in Vietnam. I was there. I saw them die. And they lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin. I was at Harvard when McNamara publicly admitted the Gulf of Tonkin incident didn't occur, you know, and... Well, then he said, you know, and furthermore, one of these documents is a how to do it manual, how to kill people, an assassin's manual for the CIA. And George Stephanopoulos is saying, but you know, sometimes sometimes you have to kill people. I mean, why would you be critical just because the CIA is killing people? And Jesse Ventura stared him down and said, but who determines who lives and who dies? Who makes the decisions? And of course, I mean, Ventura was magnificent. If we could just get people to watch this sort of thing. I'm so sorry his program has been pulled. I think they'll pull any television program that tells the truth. But we do have the Internet now, and we have more and more people that listen to programs like this, and Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Jeff Renson, a dozen out there, other people, Steve Quayle. And certainly, well, I don't necessarily agree with everything they say, but at least they're getting people thinking. And you're doing how many hours of talk radio are you doing every week, Bob, bringing people not only in America but all throughout the world the truth about what's going on?
I do so many, I forgot.
Well, it's pretty close.
I'm doing about 40 hours a week now.
Man, you're doing more than I am. So, I mean, that's really wonderful, Bob. And I think it's great that you're reaching so many people.
Well, I thank you, and it's my pleasure to do so. It's edifying not only to be able to disseminate this information to Americans, that's going all over the world. I mean, last week I did a program in Amsterdam, and on a Sunday I did one in Dublin, and I've done many throughout Europe. Unfortunately, I haven't done any in Asia yet, but maybe not as many people speak English there as they do in Europe. But I'm happy to do it. I'm healthy, and I play golf with a doctor on Saturday. He says, I just can't believe how old you are. He said, I just can't. He kept on saying it the whole round of golf. And I says, well, that's good. But it's a gift, and I'm making good use of it. You know, there was a time, you know, when I wondered what direction I would take. It was in the hiatus from my retirement. from stockbroking and owning a brokerage house to what I'm doing today. And I was shown the way, and I'm glad I was, because I enjoy doing what I'm doing.
Well, I guess the question, Bob Chapman from the International Forecast. If you have a question for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing the demise of the American financial system. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Go right ahead, Bob. And Sydney, what's going on over there in Europe? Do you think they're going to be able to salvage the system?
Well, I, from a practical view...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The solution is First of all, 60% of the bonds that should have never been issued to these countries because they couldn't pay them back. And the bankers knew that. But the bankers, under the cover of the European Union or the Eurozone, figured, well, we can kind of get away with anything we want, and we'll issue these bonds. And the money was made up out of thin air for the most part. And they went ahead and did it. Well, they shouldn't have. The rest is carried by other nations. The British have some. The Americans, very little. And the rest of it is carried by the four that they're trying now to get to come up with more money to solve the situation. Okay, what's the answer? Number one, default. Don't pay anything. Number two, get out of the euro. And if they do, the whole thing will break up. And the Germans would love that. Number three, reissue your own currencies, the peseta, the lira, the punt, the different countries' currencies that these countries had. And go it on your own. Set up tariffs and try to put your house in order. Now, right now, and it's been in letters that I have in the Forecaster from people who are subscribers in Greece. We have all kinds of details. But when the week before last, before George Soros had his meeting in New Hampshire, he was in Athens, accompanied by a representative, a high representative, of J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. George Papandreou was the PM of Greece, is not only a Bilderberger, he's an Illuminist. And there's about 15 or 20 Illuminists who attend these Bilderberger meetings, most of which have been in Europe. And so now you know what you're dealing with. And Soros is another hitman like Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger. And he's supposed to make things happen. Well, he went to Greece with these two characters, and they had secret meetings with the top 50 or so Illuminists who were in Greece, extremely wealthy and powerful. And what they were up to is the sale, of course, for 20 cents on the dollar, of the water company, the gas company. The first one to go, they wanted to get a hold of the railroad. And then there's the electric. And then there's the ports. Then there's all the islands. And they wanted them to collateralize the bonds with that. In order to do that, it has to go through, I think it's called, this won't be right, and all the Greeks who are listening can forgive me, I think it's called the Velite or something like that, which is their house. Representatives, and I'm sorry I can't pronounce that word, but anyway, and I skipped Greece in high school because I got Greek in high school because Latin was easier, if you can believe that, and I had 4 years of Latin instead and enjoyed it, and it really helped. But the point is that they want to strip the Greeks of everything they've got, and I keep on telling them on radio and television and the newspaper, don't do it. Walk away. Why should you pay these bankers back? You know all the money. They made the loans. They're the professionals. Let them eat it.
Well, the thing is that the bankers create the money out of nothing. They didn't really lend them anything at all. They create this money artificially, and then they want, of course, to take the wealth of that nation for generations to come in return for it. And basically, the whole system is built upon trust. Basically, we should basically say you are fraudulent and we're not going to have anything to do with you. The whole banking system throughout the world is built upon creating money out of nothing. And then, of course, charging people interest and enslaving them through this. What we need to do, of course, is do away with this paper money system and get the system where values are fixed and they cannot be inflated away or destroyed or created like this. And suddenly when the bankers have made these irresponsible loans, the bankers are responsible, not the politicians. The politicians, of course, certainly are bribed by the bankers. The bankers in America, six major banks, control about 70% of the banking assets in this country. They own the government. We'll be right back here in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we've got Bob calling from Kennewick, Washington.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
48295, we have John calling from Spokane saying that he had heard that if we were to default on our debt to China, that China would be able to claim a certain of our property, certainly that our property or the national property has been certainly pledged behind the money, the bonds that China has. Bob says he's never seen any documentation on that, and neither have I. Certainly, if the American government defaults on their debt, they just default on their debt, and the people who lent us money are standing there high and dry. There's nothing they could do other than declare war, which, of course, they're not going to do. So, basically, I think that this is one of those things, it's an old wives' tale, and I wouldn't put any credence in it. Anything else, John?
No, that's all. I'm going to subscribe to your newsletter, Dr. Stan.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, appreciate that. And you certainly would want to get Bob's newsletter, too. He's doing a great job. But please subscribe to ours and to the International Forecaster. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
And let's tell our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, Bob, I want to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster, how they can get your information.
Well, a forecast is about a business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by Internet Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And we feel that everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. You can get free introductory copies by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. Or you can go to www.INTFORECASTER.com. That's intforecaster.com. To those of you who want to ask questions, we answer everyone. You can also get a copy of either kind of the publication. And for those who are interested, we will send you, if you like, our latest releases on gold and silver shares. That email address is Bob, B-O-B, at INTFORECASTER.com, Bob at INTForecaster.com, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, if you have a question for Bob, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bob, certainly, as we look and see what's going on as far as Japan is concerned, Japan's certainly going to have to come up with somewhere of 500 billion to a trillion dollars to rebuild, after this terrible tragedy. Where's the money going to come from? I mean, are they going to have to start selling American T-bonds? And if they do sell American T-bonds, who's going to buy them?
Well, my formula is that it's not going to be $309 billion like the Japanese say. It's going to be $500 billion to a trillion, anywhere in there. And it's going to take a while, although some things will start moving again fairly soon in areas that weren't directly affected by the earthquakes. And the ones I've had since have been disturbing, 0.5s and 6s and 7s. But I've been through a number of earthquakes, having lived in California for 36 years. And so I know that they can cause damage, but not as much as the big one that they had, plus the tsunami. Where are they going to get the money? I think they'll probably get $200 to $300 billion from the postal savings, which they have been looting since 1992 when they went into depression, which they've never come out of. I think that they can probably do $200 to $300 billion by selling yen-denominated bonds in the international market, and I think they would find buyers for them. The third is what you mentioned, and that is the sale of U.S. Treasury bills, notes, and bonds. And it is my suspicion that they've already done that. A few weeks ago, the Group of Seven said, well, we're going to make the yen cheaper because it's too strong, and that will allow Japan a little leeway in pricing their products for export. And the yen went down in value from 76 to 84, which is quite a way. But what they didn't tell you in the meantime is the Japanese were selling U.S. treasuries to six of the seven members, seventh member being the U.S. Those six were buying them. How much they bought, I can't say because I don't know. And that information hasn't even become public and probably will in time. But if I had to guess, I would say they took down $50 billion. And that's not a lot. You might think it is, but it's not a lot. And so if that is the case, they'll be looking to sell another $250 billion. How are they going to do this? I really don't know. I think that it's going to be a tough road. What the ultimate bill will be, I don't know. But we'd be conservative and say $500 billion, which is the figure just a few minutes ago that Stan said. And so maybe the figures will run $150 billion each for the three categories I gave you. But the point is, it's a lot of money. And in the final analysis, at first, it might have been good as a distraction to what was going on financially and economically in the U.S., England, and Europe. And that helped, we'll call them the bad guys. On the other hand, the long-term consequences to the world financial structure is damaging. And to Japan, it's very damaging. And it's going to hurt the world economy. And at a time when it really doesn't need another problem. And so that's what I expect to go forward on that. And I don't think until 3 or 4 years from now we'll find out what the Group of Seven and the Fed were up to. But that's what I think is the direction that that whole thing is going to go.
Well, you know, the whole world really is having real problems. They're having to simply borrow money and create money and crank out money just to try to keep the whole thing going. The only thing that's really holding up the whole world monetary system is the massive spending by the Federal Reserve System. And certainly the Republicans, you know, their solution was, let's have a massive increase in spending and then let's cut taxes. Well, that, of course, gave us, I think, $864 billion deficit. Then, of course, the $600 billion or more the Fed is creating for the quantitative easing. This, of course, is basically liquefying the whole world. But that money is being sent from America through our massive trade deficits to other countries to keep their economies going. But it's destroying the stability of the whole world monetary system. And then you have on top of that the Japanese earthquake, and who knows what the next calamity is going to be. But these calamities mount one upon the other, increasing the weight, and eventually, of course, the whole thing is going to crack. Well, let's go to Jimmy, who's calling us from Jacksonville, Florida. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Jimmy. Do you have a question for Bob?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, how are you?
Doing fine.
I wanted to ask Bob what his take on the oil market was right here, if he thinks they're really going to take oil up to $200 a barrel in the next few months.
Well, we've seen a move from $80 up to, I think it was $113, and it backed off today. But the point is that it's achieved highs that most people didn't realize it could. It looks like it wants to go to 120, and that would cost the American economy about $300 billion. Most of that money in the form of oil revenue would go outside the country and wouldn't help the economy at all. And then you have the inflationary factor, not only caused by petroleum products, but also we have the inflation being caused by higher food prices, of which, at least for the next 9 months, there's no end in sight. And so that is a hard blow for everyone throughout the world, but particularly the United States at this juncture. They needed that like they needed a hole in the head. could go higher. It depends upon what goes on in the Middle East. I think that we're looking at a government change in Yemen, like we saw in Egypt, and which was attempted in Libya, or whether the powers that be decide that they want to take down Saudi Arabia and Bahrain remains to be seen, and we'll find that out in time. But the main thing is that they got the Middle East and North Africa in chaos.
But I was just going to say that I don't think there's any real reason. I don't think there's any real shortage of oil in the world today. I mean, there's plenty of oil out there. We're just not allowed to explore the massive deposits we have in the Arctic wildlife off the North Slope of Alaska, both of our coasts, the Bakken Reserve, the Colorado Reserve, the Gulf Reserve. We're not allowed to develop our oil here because they want to get us out of our cars. They want to destroy our economy. And suddenly, I don't know a better way to do it than to run up the price of oil. I do not think for 1 minute there's a shortage of oil. I think this is all being done intentionally. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Exactly the same. I think, as I said, in Europe this past week, there's enough oil in the world to drown the entire world. You know, they've got 300 years of oil that they know about. And it's just another scam.
Well, certainly, Jimmy, if they do this, and I fear they're going to, if they raise the price up to $150 a barrel, it can be done certainly with commodity speculation. Or if they get it up there, it'll have a profound impact upon the economy of this country. But look at it from the environmentalist point of view. It's going to force us out of our cars. It's going to force us to stop driving so much, and that's what they really want. They want to get us out of our cars. They want to get us onto bicycles. They want to get us onto trains. Why do you think Warren Buffett bought this great big train company and they're stressing so much the importance of train travel? It's all part of a long-range plan laid out in Agenda 21 in Italy, and it's simply to get us out of our cars, to lower our living standards, to impoverish the American people, and I think they're well on their way. Anything else, Jimmy?
Dr. Stan, I appreciate it.
God bless, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you look and see what's going on in the world today, and you try to make any sense out of it, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, why would they be doing everything to bring the wolves back and the grizzly bears and the, you know, mountain lions in populated areas, protected wildlife? Why? It doesn't make any sense. It's shutting down the lumbering because of the spotted owl. It doesn't make any sense shuttering down the agriculture in the Central Valley of California for the three and smelt. Doesn't make any sense unless you understand they want to destroy our economy. This is their plan. And once you understand that, it all makes perfect sense. It's like tearing out the dams, you know, so they can certainly do away with flood control and certainly do lower the water table and get floods. They know exactly what they're doing. Doesn't make any sense. But if you understand they want to destroy the inherent structure of our society, they're doing a great job of it. Go right ahead, Bob. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's a reason for everything that they're doing. Sometimes we don't immediately understand it, but there's a reason. And I think that they're going to keep on doing those kind of things if we let them get away with it. And the way you stop them is exposing it. It's just like the Al Gore efforts of creating this carbon tax and the ruse of heating of the atmosphere and the stratosphere and so on and so forth. Of course, with that, what they're trying to do with global warming is turn it into a tax generation system, and they won't give up. As you've seen, they've been caught lying to everybody about everything, and they keep right on going like nothing had happened. And it's the same thing in these other things that you've just mentioned that they get engaged in. No rhyme or reason, but they do it anyway.
Well, because they have a different agenda. They have a different worldview. They want to lower the living standards. They want to change our country to the way it was before the wicked white man came. They want to destroy humanity. They really do believe that too many people in the world, we've got to have massive destruction of human life to get the world back so it was primitive the way it used to be. And when you understand that, you say, well, that doesn't make any sense, but that's exactly what they're doing. And if you read their writings in Agenda 21, the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, read the things that came out of the Second Earth Summit, understand they look upon humanity as the enemy of the environment, the enemy of Gaia, the enemy of Mother Earth. If we could only destroy humanity, everything would be fine. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to read Agenda 21. You'll certainly want to talk to our, listen to our next hour with Michael Shaw. There is a master plan. It's being carried out. Destroy society, contemporary society. Our guest is Bob Chapman. We'll be back again in just a moment to wrap up the program. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up our program for us tonight.
Well, I think we've covered a lot.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
jobs, sending them overseas. So the outlook for employment, for housing, for financial recovery just is not there. Well, we're out of time, Bob. God bless, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
I'll be here.
God bless.
And thank you all for listening.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Bob Fleming and Bob Chapman, and I do hope you enjoy our programs with Bob. It's vitally important you understand at least what's going on and then help to try to explain to people that there really is an organized effort to destroy our nation. Now, certainly the corporations, major corporations, all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're sitting on about $1.9 trillion. They could invest that, but they're not going to invest. If they invest any place, it'll be in other countries, but not here in America. The major banks are sitting on about $3 trillion, and they're simply not investing it. The United States are investing it in hedge funds, are investing it in foreign speculations. They're investing in Brazil and China and India and Russia, but they're not investing it in the United States. Why? Because they want to destroy our economy. That's exactly why, of course, when the federal government gave the major banks the TARP funds, right after the drop out of the market in 2008. I mean, first of all, the money was TARP funds were supposed to be given to rescue Main Street, rescue housing. But instead of that, it was given to the major banks. But they were supposed to lend the money. But they didn't tell them who to lend the money to. So they lent it to China and India and Dubai and Spain. They didn't lend it here to get our economy going. Why? Because they don't want to get our economy going. They know exactly what they're doing. They're operating on a timetable. And you're going to be the victim, ladies and gentlemen, you and your children. We've transferred the economic power to a small group of people who have a different agenda because they worship a different God. This is why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why you need to read Ted Flynn's book, Hope of the Wicked, why you need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and my talk on the Dark Secret and get the syllabuses that go with that. Get the DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Talks about the music industry, but the same thing happens in politics and finance. And if you doubt that, of course, you need to get the syllabus on The Dark Secret, because there we actually give you a publication put out by the Lucius Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, which is financed by some of the richest men in America today. And there they tell you about the spiritual hierarchy that rules our world. This is not what I say, this is what they say. Understand, this is not imaginary, it's real. We're fighting a spiritual battle. We're fighting on a political battlefield, a financial battlefield, a cultural, a spiritual, an educational battlefield, a media battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle. And unless you understand that, nothing makes sense. That's why we're so proud to be running this great new website and advertisements, and you can see the banner there to take you to the story of Jesus, the story of Jesus. And then there's another website, another banner that we link you to, Are You Sure You're Saved? And it's well worthwhile going to that website, and are you sure that you really are saved, that you have a personal relationship with our Lord? And then, of course, once you have the knowledge yourself, that you can share it with others. If this country doesn't have a spiritual revival, we are going to lose America, and you're going to see the judgment of God come on America. And believe me, this is a frightening thing to behold. And so we need leaders who fear God. We need ministers who fear God, who don't have more fear of government than they have of God. Ministers who speak out about what's going on. We have a fair number that actually listen to Radio Liberty and support us, and I'm always a little embarrassed to take money from a struggling minister, but these are people who feel very deeply about the message we're putting out, the message they're putting out in their small churches across America. This is not what the mega churches are putting out. This is what the people are putting out who fear God. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of for the next hour, Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
Well, I am just fine, Dr. Stan. It's marvelous to be on your show again after some absence. But, you know, we've got a long history of putting our message on Agenda 21 out at Radio Liberty, and it's really a pleasure to be here tonight.
Well, you know, basically, you know, as you see the things that are going on, so much that's happening just doesn't make sense. You know, why would you shut down the agriculture there in the Central Valley of California because of a 3-inch smelt? Well, maybe has nothing to do with having the 3-inch smelt. Has to do with the desire to shut down the agriculture industry and suddenly shift production, agriculture production to other countries and throw, you know, hundreds of thousands of people out of work. If you look at it from that point of view, why, it all makes sense. Why would you shut down the lumber industry in California and parts of Oregon because of the spotted owl, which is not, of course, extinct? Well, because they want to shut down the lumber industry because they want to destroy the lives of people and they want to preserve the trees. But it has nothing to do with the spotted owl. It's just used as an excuse. And we have a poor line, Michael. I'm going to ask you to hang up and get our producer to call you back, okay?
That sounds fine.
Okay, we've got to. So basically, I'm going to ask our producer to call Michael back again. We have a lot of static on that line, so let's see if we get a better line, because I want you to be able to hear what Michael has to say. He said he has more knowledge and understanding of what is really going on and how Agenda 21, the Agenda 20 for the 21st century, you're not going to hear about this anyplace. We saw what happened to Glenn Beck when he had the audacity to put Ed Griffin on his program and talk about the Federal Reserve System, talk about the international financiers. Right after Glenn Beck, certainly very, very popular, had a tremendous listening audience after he put Ed Griffin on his program, Glenn Beck is history. This is what happens to anybody who tells the truth on the controlled media. This is what happened to Lou Dobbs. He was getting the truth out there. Certainly, they offered certainly Alex Jones a great deal of money as long as he would promise not to talk about the Federal Reserve or banking. And we're talking about multiple millions of dollars. He turned them down. This is what happened with Jesse Ventura. They offered him a primetime program. He turned them down. They made the offer to Elliot Spitzer. He went right along. He's there now. He's never going to talk about anything really important. He's always going to toe the line. They do this with people, certainly the fellow who's written extensively about the Bilderbergers, his name escapes me, but he's written two books on the Bilderbergers, and he tells in his second book how a couple of men approached him and gave him a check and said, the people in positions of power would just as soon you stop talking and writing about the Bilderbergers. And he said, but there's no amount of money on the check. And they said, you just go right ahead and you fill it in. You can put on any sum of money you want. You see, to these people, money is of no value. Well, Michael, are you there?
I am, Dr. Stan.
And it's much better. Well, anyway, our guest, of course, is Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. And we're going to be talking about Agenda 21, and that is what ICFI is all about, the International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives. It is a subversive organization working at the highest echelons of our society to destroy America as we know it. And the fact you've never heard of that simply shows the degree of control that exists of what the American people think. Michael, you pick up the story.
Well, listeners have to understand what Agenda 21 is, because when you understand Agenda 21, the examples you were talking about earlier in the show are all evidences of the application of Agenda 21. So we're all going to get baffled and confused, and we're going to be on the wrong side of some issues unless we can see the overall doctrine that is driving American politics today. So what I'm going to try to do in this hour is to go through the basics of Agenda 21 and then take that and show how the global to local program that is the essence of Agenda 21 comes into your local town, and we're going to take a focus on this organization you mentioned called ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. But first we've got to see the big picture, understand what Agenda 21 is out to do and how it is it does this. Now, the plan of Agenda 21 is the plan for the post-American society. Every country in the world, essentially, 178 nations, have signed on to Agenda 21, including the United States. Every county in America has its local plan in effect today for the implementation of the globalist program called Agenda 21. When it hits the towns, it's called sustainable development. When you hear about your city's sustainable transportation plan, you know that's code word for Agenda 21. It is code word for the idea that private property is to be abolished. That's one of the basic precepts of Agenda 21, is the step-by-step abolition of private property. And so when you talk about the 3-inch smelt in Central California, its goal is to vest all farmlands in the hands of the partners of government. A lot of farmers today are real willing to stand up and be a partner. A lot of real estate developers are ready to stand up and be a partner. But the ordinary free enterprising American contributor is to be squeezed out in the 3-inch smelt or the owl up in Oregon, are all designed to use the law to implement the program that brings about the abolition of private property. Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century. It doesn't have to happen tomorrow, but it's happening step by step, piece by piece, and we see that in the newspaper every day, everywhere. Now,
hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back in just a moment here. We're going to have all of our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Isn't it what Michael is pointing out is that the purpose of Agenda 21 is simply to take away private property. It goes step by step. It's not a all-at-one-time process because they know that would alarm the American people. But step by step, little by little, every country in the world has signed on to this special Agenda 21. It's the plan for the 21st century. It's the plan, as Michael says, for the post-American America, for the America that is to come. And certainly every county in the entire country has some sort of a sustainable plan, and when you read about their plan for sustainable transportation or for sustainable agriculture, those are simply key terms. The other side understands. The people who are doing this understand what they're talking about. The average American doesn't, because anybody were to talk about this on a major radio station would be immediately thrown off that station, would be fired, and would be blacklisted so that he can never get a job again. This is the reality of what's going on in America today. And the fact you don't simply read about this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But Agenda 21, the agenda for a post-freedom America, for the life as it will exist, after America as a sovereign nation ceases to exist. And they're moving slowly and steadily towards that point of view, destroying our economy, destroying our patriotism, destroying our will to exist, but mostly destroying private property and taking away our right to do with our property what we want to. Go right ahead, Michael.
Okay, well, if we can understand that the cornerstone objective of Agenda 21 is the abolition of private property, we can see evidence of it everywhere. The second driving force underlying the Agenda 21 doctrine is, and this is all written, this is part of a UN document that has been signed off by these countries. It's called Agenda 21. There's several documents that are incorporated. One is called the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. But the abolition of private property is stage one. The second core ingredient is to control the educational system so that the educational system works to create global citizens. Now, the report I can give you is that the effort to create global citizens in our youth is working. There was a poll after in the summer of 2009 that looked at high school and college graduates from that year, and it found that over 50% of them identified themselves as global citizens. Not as Americans, but as global citizens. So what we see is that they're working to abolish private property. They're not teaching our children the nature of America's founding and the concept of unalienable rights. Instead, they're graduating these kids who think they are global citizens and not Americans. That should disturb us all, because as we undermine the understanding and the commitment of youth to the tremendous heritage of the American experience, we doom the American experience to this post-American globalist concept. Now, the third underlying objective of Agenda 21 is to develop the technology to control human action. And that story is only beginning to roll out. But whether we're talking about biometric driver's licenses that can show a scanner everything the reader of that scan wants to know about you, because it's all been booked into the government information dossiers. We've got cameras at lights everywhere to monitor and watch what we're doing. We have the government taking over housing programs and creating, 1984 circumstances where people become totally reliant upon government for their very existence. So it's control over human action, and the final part of that is that it calls in writing for an 85% reduction in human population. Agenda 21 is the most massive concept ever developed in the history of man in order for some small group of men to subjugate all human beings, to turn us from right-possessing special beings into simple livestock. Livestock controlled by a ruling elite. That's what Agenda 21 comes down to. That's why you'll find the major American foundations pouring all their money and support into the Agenda 21 program. And that's whether you're Packard or Rockefeller or Ford or Carnegie. The foundations are a huge element of the Agenda 21 dynamic.
Don't forget, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and some of these other fellows, people who are so dedicated to population control. But you talk about getting the population down by 85%. Now, you're not talking about maintaining 85%. You're talking about reducing the population by 85%. How in the world could they ever do that?
Well, I don't have answers for how they'll do that, but I think the imagination of the listener can fill that gap in. What amazes me is that you have Washington, D.C., fully dedicated to the implementation of Agenda 21. Every federal department under George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton was vested with its Agenda 21 protocol. You can put Sustainable Development or Agenda 21 and any federal agency into your Google, and you will find, or into your Start page, and you will find the connection between our federal agencies and their commitment to the implementation of Agenda 21. Now, that doesn't mean that the average bureaucrat with the Department of Agriculture knows that the program he is working to implement calls for an 85% reduction, but he does know that it calls for the controls over farmer action. Or if you're talking about HUD, it calls for the controls over the housing construction industry. Or if you're talking about the Department of Education, it talks about the control over the nature of what the teacher teaches. So what we have is a federal government that in all aspects is forcing the Agenda 21 protocol into what turns out to be every county in America. And you say, well, you know, tell me a little more. I want to understand how this works from a political economic perspective. And I think the best way to explain that is to use a tool that they readily use. And I go all over the country speaking on Agenda 21, and what we do is we fashion what I call part two of this presentation into the local application, how it is that Agenda 21 comes into your community. And we'll cite 10 or 20 websites that use the same claptrap out of Agenda 21, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce or the local school administration or environmental NGOs like the Sierra Club or the Nature Conservancy, and all of the dynamics going on in a community that show in total the full commitment inside, and I can do this in any community in America, inside every community, how Agenda 21 is hitting the ground locally. What organizations are doing it? What government operations are leading the pack? Where does the planning department fit into this? How does the American Planning Association fit into this? How does the Chamber of Commerce fit into this? All of these entities do fit into it. They fit into it because, you know, the Chamber of Commerce and the Sierra Club and so many organizations, thousands of organizations operating in today's America, are what's called non-governmental organizations, so-called NGOs. Now, an NGO is accredited by the UN for purposes of implementing Agenda 21 in your community. So wherever you go, these organizations exist, and that's exactly what they're doing through their little consensus groups, their little stacked and packed audience situations where they propose a plan for your community, they bring out their supporters, everybody mindlessly sits there and shakes their head in agreement, they present it to your local elected officials. Of course, these are the organizations that got your local officials elected, and your officials just roll over and implement it. It also comes to us from our local metropolitan planning organizations and council of governments. Every area in America, every area's towns are members of an MPO or a COG. These are federal organizations, fourth levels of government, that are designed to direct local government. And today, their purpose is to direct local government with its transportation plans, its agricultural plans, its development protocols, all to meet the Agenda 21 standards. And of course, that means the abolition of private property.
And so, Chris, really what's so interesting, I mean, we hear a lot about smart meters today. This is simply a manifestation of this whole program, the smart meters, basically to drive up the cost of electricity. That is their major purpose. And
there's a second purpose here, Stan.
Go ahead.
And that is to monitor so they can control your every action.
You're
because the true
right.
smart meter situation will tell what you're using power for and when you're using it, and it can simply be turned off at that point.
And that gets us into the smart appliance. That gets us into the smart grid. That gets us into the monitoring and watching of everything you do. That's, of course, and Michael's absolutely right. And so they will be able to tell when you are washing your dishes. I mean, how often you wash your clothes, how often you use your dryer. And if you're using too much electricity, why, of course, they can turn this off. Right now, of course, most people don't understand. 1984 is not something in the future. It's right here. You probably have a laptop computer in your home or an iPod or one of these other fancy things. You ever wonder why they put a screen on both sides of this new iPod? I mean, why don't you just have a camera on one side? Why do they have to have it on both sides? So you lay it down and it can still see. If you have your laptop computer open, there is software where even though your laptop computer is turned off, they can still watch you. And you say, well, they wouldn't do that sort of thing. Are you absolutely certain? The software is there. We know they can do it with your cell phone. They can listen to your conversation even when your cell phone is off. We'll be right back. Michael, go right ahead and pick up the story.
Well, I think it's important.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
You're not going to get the information otherwise. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, so the second, we're talking about the economic aspect of sustainable development. The first part of the economic element is the international redistribution of America's wealth. We've talked about that. The second aspect is the conversion of our economic system from one based upon free enterprise, that means private property, to one based on public-private partnership. Now, there's nothing traditionally communist about that. That is exactly what Benito Mussolini did in Italy and Adolf Hitler did in Germany. We're talking about economic fascism. The buddies of government are vested with partnerships such that they can go out and run the business and outcompete any free enterpriser because they get favors from the government. We can look locally and we can certainly see how the non-profit housing developers who build government housing so that the government can stack and pack these units with their little their advocates, largely, you know, their little supporters. And so what we have is a system where the guys who build at twice the price, who declare themselves to be non-profit, get the contract with government because they're willing to implement their development standards in accordance with the Agenda 21 smart growth dynamic. That means putting all the people in urban areas, take them out of their cars, and put them on their feet, and create these walkable communities. That is one of the land use elements of Agenda 21. It's to put the people inside cages so that the animals are the ones that roam freely. And the humans are contained to these human settlement zones. That's the goal of Agenda 21. And, of course, it makes it a lot easier when you congregate all the people together to reduce the population, as they call for. Now, the third E, the one that fools all the Americans, because not many Americans want a communist system of justice and a fascist system of economics. I mean, who's going to take that deal? But decades of pounding, you know, the pounding that anybody under 50 has gotten from their school system on the importance of the environment. The environment is used as the excuse to create this new system of economics and this new system of justice, because after all, don't we want to protect the environment? Now, for those who are sensitive to that issue, I say this. Government has a role in protecting clean air, clean water, and to make sure that I don't pollute your property. But beyond those three criteria, government has no role. The Endangered Species Act is simply a guise to take private property. And that's where we're stuck today. We believe in this environmental dynamic, and I say, well, the government was who created the problems that caused California's air to be dirty 30 years ago. The air is clean today. The water is pretty darn clean today. And that job needs to be maintained. But the rest of the environmental movement is all a cover for transforming our system of justice and economics.
It certainly is. And I think it's so important that people really understand what's going on. And basically, there is an organized effort to destroy this country using the environmental system. The whole idea, really, is to alter our way of life. And, of course, to give a small number of bureaucrats the ability to control every aspect of our society. Would that be a fair appraisal, Michael?
Oh, I think so, Dr. Stan.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there, I have a question for Michael Shaw. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think. Do you really think that a spotted owl is an issue? Or it's an organized effort to close down our lumber business? Do you really think they're concerned about the three and smelt? Or they want to control our agriculture and transfer agricultural production offshore? And do you really think there's a problem with our smokestack industries? Or the real problem was they wanted to send our jobs overseas so they could lower living standards here? We'd like to know what you think. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, because we hear about how, as said, the environmental movement is there to counter big oil. Ladies and gentlemen, the big oil created the environmental movement. Why? Well, one reason, of course, was to pursue these goals. The other was, of course, to be able to control their opposition. So anybody who wants to come in and compete with big oil will never be able to get a permit. Understand these things. They all begin to make sense. Nothing as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I think the question, if I'm in the audience right now and I haven't heard this before, the question I'd have is, well, global to local, how does that really work? And Agenda 21, he's describing as something that is globally masterminded and locally implemented. Does that mean D.C. is not doing anything? And I say, well, no, D.C. is doing all kinds of things. But if you're really going to win battles, you don't just win battles in capital cities. You win battles where the people are. And so this globalist movement has as its foundation a program and a plan and all the players they need for bringing this internationalist idea down into your community. I mean, for you and I, that means Santa Cruz, but I can go anywhere in the country and have gone to lots of places. And our research team and, you know, can put together the clear evidence of Agenda 21, and we can do that, I will say, in every county in America, because the global to local dynamic operates like this. First, when Agenda 21 was adopted by the American government under George Bush Sr., he brought it home in 1992 from the Rio Conference and infused every federal department with an Agenda 21 mandate. Create the regulations and the policies that advance these objectives. Bill Clinton came in and created the President's Council on Sustainable Development, and he put some real juice into implementing this Bush-approved program. Now, under Bush and Obama, it hasn't let up. It's only accelerated. The reason we think that Barack Obama is so much less American than George Bush Jr. is simply because he came later in line. You see, the next president
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, and Michael Shaw. We're talking about this subversive program. It's called ICLEI and Agenda 21, a subversive program. Pushed by the Council on Foreign Relations, pushed by ICLEI, pushed by the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, all subversive, intent upon destroying the Constitution and the freedom of the American people and merging us into this socialist government. Now, if you have a question for Michael, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your organization, Freedom Advocates.
Well, our work is all compiled at freedomadvocates.org, and it's simple to get to. You know, if you've got several months of full-time study, you could go through our entire website, but you can find your way. It's well easily navigable, and it's laid out nicely. It presents the issues clearly, and so I invite you to join the growing chorus across America that is paying attention to the information at Freedom Advocates and from other other organizations that also provide this kind of information. Our phone number is 831-684-2232, and I invite you to look at our information, to see what other communities are doing. We run a regular feature called the Town Crier, where we take stories from all across the country about how it is they're dealing with these issues, and these are concepts that you can digest and begin to see a plan for your own community, because there are many communities that have not yet recognized that they are being influenced by Agenda 21. Even the local officials who are doing the implementation don't understand this, don't know what they're doing, and what we're finding in places across the country is when citizens bring well-organized, coherent information, which you can get from Freedom Advocates, to their elected officials. A lot of these elected officials are saying, oh, no, I'm not doing that, but I see your point. I see your proof. And so we're firing ICLEI tomorrow. And that is a dynamic that's beginning to branch out across America. If it hasn't happened in your community, it's because you haven't stood up and begun to organize the American response to this takedown that is being implemented by our own government.
And I think it's just so important this is you do not get up and rant and rave about this. You have an organized presentation, and this is what you'll get from Michael. Michael's got this thing laid out very, very clearly, and you go to his website, and you learn about Agenda 21. You learn about ICLEI. You learn about this subversive movement and how they are tricking the members, the duly elected representatives of the people, into going along with this subversive program and activity. A lot of the people there, you know, certainly once they've never heard of it before, but you have the documentation, let them go ahead and look it up, and when they find it's really true, and they realize the enormity of how this thing works, why suddenly it's like turning on a light, and I know that all across America this really is taking place, isn't it, Michael?
Well, it is. I mean, it needs to grow in multiples from where it is today, but it's definitely taken root, and it is happening all across America. But let's talk about ICLEI, because what I say about ICLEI is that it is the most vulnerable globalist organization that operates in America. Now, if you go to their webpage, that's the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, otherwise known as ICLEI. They say that, quote, ICLEI's mission is to build and serve a worldwide movement of local governments to achieve tangible improvements in global environmental and sustainable development conditions through cumulative local actions. Well, that pretty much says it all. Now, if you go to our website, you can see some videos from the leaders of ICLEI meeting all around the world, doing the same thing. They're feeling very cocky these days. In the last year or so, they had a conference, I think, in Japan with a county supervisor from Sonoma County, California, present as part of their panel group. But in that meeting, they said, they're a big player in the United Nations. They wrote the local planning guide for Agenda 21 as part of a UN operation. But here's what they say about the UN. They say the UN is failing, that the future of the globalist movement is in unifying cities, not countries. Now, 600 American cities have contracts with ICLEI. That means they take taxpayer dollars and pay it to this ICLEI organization so that they can stuff your planning department with their people and implement Agenda 21.
Well, let's go to Maggie, who's calling us from Austin, Texas, and get her thoughts. Maggie, do you have a question or comment about ICLEI?
Oh, there's so much, Dr. Stan and Mr. Shaw. I wouldn't even know where to begin, but I live in Austin, which is absolutely up to the eyeballs in ICLEI. And I also live right across the street from one of those big developments, and they call it walkable, but nobody walks. And it's sprawling. It's these huge, poorly built homes. And it's very dead and lifeless there, is what I have observed about the place. The whole place is just very creepy.
Well, do they have a lot of people living there?
You know they do, but I like to bicycle there at all hours of the day and night. And except for the playgrounds, you never see anybody outside unless there's a planned event. There are a lot of people. There are several thousand people. But at night, they are in their houses. Either the house is dark or you see a light burning somewhere. They don't sit out on the porches. They don't even have mailboxes. They have those mail collection units. A few people jog and a few people walk dogs and a few people walk babies, but they're... Basically, there's something just really lifeless about it. They also have nothing resembling a rush hour, either morning or evening, which leads me to wonder what they actually do for a living.
Okay, anything else we want to say, Maggie?
I did, but I lost it. Keep up the good work and keep talking about this.
Michael is trying to get the information out. They're putting in these sustainable communities all across America. And of course, the whole idea is they want to get people out of their cars. They want to, down the line, of course, they want to lower the living standards. And down the line, then, they really want to lower the number of people, dramatically decrease the number of people in our country. Thanks so very much for calling, Maggie. My telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Question is, how are they going to get rid of 85% of the population? Well, those of you who listen to our programs regularly know that the program is already underway, and they're really doing a very, very good job. The average individual just has no idea what's really going on. Michael, suddenly there's an awakening. What's happening up in Spokane? Are we making any progress up there? We've got a lot of people who are aware of what's going on. Have they been able to have any impact there on the city council, the county council?
Well, Spokane is a city much like Santa Cruz, and so that's going to be a tough nut to crack because the politics there are very imbued with this sustainability program. There are lots of people aware up in Spokane. I think it is one of the most aware places in the country. But they're going to have a fight on their hands. I mean, there are counties like Carroll County, Maryland. This is a suburb of D.C. where some people ran on the principle that Ickley needed to be kicked out. And these people won. Ickley was kicked out within 3 days, and I'll tell you, you know, pandemonium reigns, but the American people, through an electoral process, took back their county in one fell swoop, and, you know, ironically, the man's name is Rothschild, who has led this campaign as an elected county commissioner, and, you know, that's a model for communities. But the last caller is from Austin, and Austin's an interesting story also. I've spoken in Austin, and what was exciting was that the average person in the audience was maybe 26 years old. And in Austin, there's a leader there, a 26-year-old man named John Bush, who's very articulate, very principled, understands Agenda 21, is routinely down in front of the Austin City Council, telling them about their traitorous activities and their connection with Ickley. I can tell you that the power in Austin, the reason power in Austin, is growing. And so Maggie needs to check into Texans for Accountable Government, John Bush, and, you know, bring other age groups into what it is that he's doing, because this is a model for what needs to happen across the country. And like Spokane, like Santa Cruz, and like the city of Austin, Texas, is a hotbed, a long-time hotbed for sustainability policies. And that's why when you get a community like Edmond, Oklahoma, outside of Oklahoma City, you know, these are not places, most places are not long-term hotbeds for globalist thought. But the city council in Edmonds, Oklahoma, signed a contract with Ickley and was following all the sustainability things. Well, the good news there is that Ickley has been kicked out. The town stood up and screamed, and the elected officials had to comply. That's happening in more and more communities. Garland, Texas, a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth, is in that process right now, and we've got some videos of the citizenry standing up before the city council, and it is a lot of fun, Dr. Stan, to watch these elected officials squirm in their seats for when the American people figure out what it is the elected officials have been doing, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. It's just a breathtaking experience because these people quickly back down. The power is with us. But there's no power unless we exercise it. One must understand Agenda 21. One must coordinate with others, although I can give examples of where there have been, you know, one-horse ponies who have raised a whole lot of dust. The whole plains of Colorado has been turned on its ear because one woman has stepped forward and has alerted 35 communities in the plains of Colorado of their connection to the Ickley organization. And so there is a furor building in the state of Colorado. These examples are happening with increasing frequency. If it hasn't happened in your community, it's time to start. You can begin by going to the Freedom Advocates website, looking at what we call the Ickley Primer. And in there, you'll find lots of links. One of the links is to all cities that have a contract with ICLEI. And you say, well, my city's not one of those cities. Well, find one that's closest to you, because what happens is that when ICLEI makes a contract in a city, you know, 50 miles away from you, then what ICLEI does is it comes into the regional governance apparatus, these MPOs, Metropolitan Planning Organizations, or COGs, Council of Governments. These are federally sanctioned operations that are there in order to strip us of our American system. And so when ICLEI comes into a town under their jurisdiction, ICLEI is automatically sucked up into these regional governing apparatus. And if and so if you're in a an MPO that has an ICLEI city in it, then I guarantee you that what's coming from the MPO to your city council is ICLEI mandates. So you have every reason to kick ICLEI out of the closest county to you, and I don't care if that's three counties away. Go and find out who in your state is a member of ICLEI.
And I think the thing to do is stress that this is subversive. This is in violation of our Constitution, and their purpose is to do away with the sovereignty of our people, and starting at the local community level. And but they're part and parcel of this whole Agenda 21 movement. And the whole purpose of Agenda 21 is to take away our freedom, to merge us into a controlled, regulated, and regimented society, to circumvent the Constitution. And when you accuse them of being subversive and what they're really up to and part of this worldwide movement that's financed by these people of great wealth who have a different worldview because they worship a different God, once you bring the truth out, these people will run for cover. They're frightened to death that they're going to be exposed. And there's never been any opposition before, but now there is an organized and growing opposition all across America. Would that be a fair appraisal, Dave?
Oh, I think that's a fair appraisal, but you know, I will still say that if the listener hasn't seen the action happening in their community, they need to get something going. Now, you talked about it being subversive. Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution makes the following prohibition. It says, quote, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, unquote, with a foreign political entity. Now, if a state can't do it, neither can its subdivision, meaning cities. Cities cannot contract with foreign political organizations. To do so breaches the entire notion of American federalism and subjects all parties involved in that activity to charges of treason. Now, you go to a lawyer will say, well, nobody's ever been charged under Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution. And I say, well, that's true, but there's never been an ICLEI before. The concept of ICLEI is foreign to prior generations. Who would take a United Nations NGO organization in under contract with your city in order to implement globalist policy in your town? This is pure, unadulterated, cleanest act of treason, the largest Trojan horse ever introduced in the history of the world.
And this is why it's so vitally important that you out there listening audience learn about that. The place to do it is at freedomadvocates.org. FreedomAdvocates.org, as Sidney Michael is on the front lines of this very real battle. It's a battle of the very essence of the battle for the survival of Christian civilization. And believe me, the people on the other side have a different worldview. If you read Agenda 21, if you read the Earth Chart, if you read the Global Biodiversity Assessment, you'll find out this is a carefully coordinated plan, subversive plan, well-financed by the great tax-exempt foundations, Council on Foreign Relations, all of these people are in on it. They just figure that the American people are too stupid to understand what's going on. And they've been able to run roughshod over it for too long. Now there's a growing opposition. You have an obligation to be involved. Because if not now, when? When all freedom is simply a remembrance of things past? Our guest, Michael Shaw, will be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Michael, you have 3 minutes to wrap up the program for tonight.
Well, let's go back to the very basic, you know, the basic.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades
is Ickley. The real enemy is not the something over in Beijing or in a cave in Musk in Pakistan. The enemy is at the 5086 Street in New York City in the United States, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, of course, the headquarters of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. These are subversive organizations, and they put out all sorts of diversions to keep you from understanding that they're working within the structure of our government to subvert it, to change America. Without amending the Constitution, because they know the American people wouldn't want to give up their freedom. But step by step, little by little, a little here, a little there, very subtly centralizing all power with the federal government and certainly with the state government, and taking away those basic freedoms with the very essence of what made life tolerable and different here in America. They want to take away our right of private property. They want to take away our right of individuality. They want to break our spirit. They want to destroy our belief in God because they know that those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants, and they have their agents already in positions of power. They've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments of the Bible out of our school. Everything our government is doing today is to oppose communism, Christianity. Why do you think we support communist China that is so violently anti-Christian? Why do you think we support Vietnam, which is violently anti-Christian? question, why do you think we established governments under Sharia law in both Iran and Afghanistan when we set up the new forms of government and Sharia law discriminates against Christianity? Why do you think Barack Obama insisted on them covering up the cross on the stage at Georgetown University when he spoke there? Well, Barack Obama is simply part and parcel of this whole anti-Christian hatred of Christianity movement today. We are in a battle for the survival of Christian civilization, and if you're not part of the battle, then you're part of the problem. And we hope you'll join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation under God can long exist or simply will be destroyed. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and certainly on the Dark Secret. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on the